Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jasper. Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is part two. I got Cole here with me again. Cole Britt. We've already done the How You Doings. This is the same night. It's just a different episode. I wanted to spend some time with you, all you low-value fails out there, you failures. This is one thing that I'm starting to take control over with my life is smoking cigarettes, chewing tobacco, whatever it is that you're into. This is not an official sponsor of the show yet, but I have reached out to Fume, and I want them to be a sponsor because this is a product that is helping me. It looks like a chess piece.
It does, but it also looks, I mean, you can continue because I have tried it.
Yeah. Is okay, so I've been smoking and using tobacco for
since I was 13 years old.
I was about to go there.
I was about to say, you're in the South. That is when it starts.
Yeah, so it's like, off and on, probably over 25 years. So it's something that I've always done. And with inflation and everything going on in the economy and me trying to take control over my health and my checking account, is to not spend so much more money on things that I just literally blow up and smoke. So, tell you a little bit about Fume. It's a Canadian company. They're growing. And what it is, it's like a little wooden piece. You can order 4 different designs. This is an olive. You can't see it, but I'm looking at it. And you put a little, what they call a core. It's infused with super plants. Different flavors. If you're a menthol guy, I recommend, or like mint or wintergreen if you chew tobacco, is use Conquer. And so what that does is a psychological thing to where whenever you get an urge, you just take a hit off of this fume. No smoke, no nicotine, no nothing. You're literally doing nothing. And that's the psychological thing about it is a lot of part of me with my journey of quitting smoking, whether it be in the vehicle or whatever it is I need something to do with my hands. This gives me something that I can play with. If you're out at the parties or at the bar, you pull it out, it's a conversation starter, and people are genuinely trying to figure out what the hell it is that you have. And so that is my unsponsored sponsorship of Fume. There you go. Now, to the show. As promised, we're doing pop culture now. I'd like to start with Jackass. Cole, you went and watched it last night. Tell me thoughts.
Okay, so once again, they did not... they did not fail in making me laugh my ass off.
I haven't laughed that hard in theaters.
Oh, it's been a minute. That was a warm, fuzzy feeling. But there, for those of you that are venturing into the realm of jackassery and you would like to see, because once what was pretty neat, what I thought is it's been 10 years. And then the last one they did had been 10 years as well.
That's right.
And I didn't realize that. So I thought that was pretty neat. So if you are venturing out to see, first off, I know that people say this and they still fail to do this, but seriously, folks, don't take your kids to go see this.
And no.
The reason why is I'm just going to put it out point blank. There's a lot of dick in this movie. There's a whole lot of
old party boy Chris Pontius is not afraid of...
Show his
Pontiosaurus.
Yeah, yes, dude. But that's the thing, dude. Like, in times in the past...
That is Jackass. That is... Think about this.
Been a lot of dick and balls.
I was talking over it with a friend last night. We were talking about the film. Think about these universes that we grew up with. We grew up watching these shows as teenagers.
Yes.
Was you had Viva La Bam.
Wild Boys.
You had Wild Boys, which was Steve-O and Pontius. And then you had Johnny Knoxville's Jackass, where they all kind of came together, right?
Yeah.
Now, you're guilty of this. I mean, I think you were on some of the videos that we made. It's like we used to do own Jackass.
Remember, we did this. We did that. We sat with, we remember when we did the episode at the trailer with Hunter and John.
Yeah.
we talked about the yes. Jackass generation.
That's right. We are the Jackass generation. We grew up watching this shit, and we went out and tried to do it ourselves, regardless of the disclaimer, right?
Mm-hmm. Warning. All these stunts are done by professionals. Do not do this at home.
Professional. And I just want to... And it's not really a spoiler. Like, I don't think you can spoil a film like this. Because when you go in and see... It doesn't matter what I say.
You're going to laugh.
You're going to laugh. So, like, my favorite scene was the room.
Yeah. Mine did.
And so, Johnny introduces the room. Like, okay.
Got to go back. Got to talk about the snake.
Okay, here we go. He introduces the room. And they show it's a poisonous snake.
And most
it was good to see Manny back, right?
Yeah, well, it was like a super poisonous snake.
Yeah, it was like a cobra or some shit. No. Wasn't it like it was like a rattlesnake or something.
No, it was a rattlesnake. It was, because it had that was the tss.
That's right.
They redid the
sound. Yeah. And that's it. And so, like, they're introducing this room and, like, the prank or the stunt.
Yeah.
And it was one thing just to get them to go into the room. And they got them in there, and then they show them the snake, and then, okay.
And they explain it, how it's super venomous. And one bite of the snake will kill you.
Yeah. You don't want this thing messing with you, mate. And so they trick two at a time, and they done, what, like two or three different pairs?
They did. I think it was more than one. I wonder if they used the same room. Because I feel like it's because they put a pair of two in the room at the same time. Which was probably... Oh, man, they should have put Aaron in a room by himself. But
oh, my God, Aaron. Do you, like, between him and Johnny, who had it the worst? Because I think the bear scene and the fucking cup check, Aaron had it the worst on this film.
Wait, who's the one I'm thinking about? Not Danger Aaron, but the other dude.
The fat guy?
Nuh-uh. The two dudes consecutively in Jackass TV show and all the Jackass, they get fucked up the worst every time.
It's always Danger Aaron.
But there's another one, the blind-headed dude.
The poopy.
Nuh-uh. Uh-uh. Dude, hang on.
Okay, we gotta pull this up.
Yeah, we gotta. We have to. Results.
While we look this up, is tell people what we're drinking. What is this whiskey?
So this is Buffalo Trace. Buffalo Trace is first off, I got called on to Buffalo Trace because of the Lord and Savior Joe Rogan, who did mention this Buffalo Trace, and
it's awfully smooth.
Oh, it is. It's super smooth. I like Buffalo Trace because two things. It is a superior whiskey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bourbon. But it won't break the bank either. This bottle right here that I have, probably maybe $40 or more.
There you go. I've been big on McConaughey's Wild Turkey. You know what I'm talking about? The Long Branch?
I've heard about that, and I have not tried it yet. Blake introduced me to the bourbon game.
Same. Yeah. Shout out to Deal.
Yeah, dude, he's like the most unexclusive, most interesting man in the world. Like, because he
refuses to step to the mic.
Will not, dude. But he does so much. Like the other day, managing a few rental properties. But dude, he
don't talk too much. He'll get pissed.
Yeah, he'll listen to this and be like, "You guys, I'm not doing this." All right, so Jackass cast, continue. I'm trying to look this dude up, and he's a real person. All right, we've got Dave England.
Yeah.
I think that's who I'm talking about.
Dave England.
Yep. Dave England and Danger Aaron. That's him, Dave England. Him and Danger Aaron always get fucked up the worst. If anything's ever happened, it's always the worst that happens to them. And they're also always the most terrified. Let me tell you something, dude. You know what I found out? 90% of PTSD victims are from car accidents. But these two dudes probably make up half the statistic from life.
Oh, my God. It's like, I mean, I went and watched it with Cobb. You know Cobb. And the moment we walked out of the theater, sitting out, we're talking about the film, going to the car. We didn't say anything. And we get in the car, we're driving off. and we're out of Columbus, right? And I said, I really like that film, but that was just too much dick. And
that
by
was
the,
a lot of dick.
And by the way, Danger Aaron really got the shaft.
Well, that and...
The bear scene?
Oh, dude, no. Well, you know what, though? As you noticed, the bear was trained. So
doesn't matter, man. And like, I would love to have like a picture of his face right when the door opened up and he saw the
people are like,
like they just poured honey and put salmon by my dick.
He didn't put two and two together. Well, like everybody knew when they saw that theater. So
and
like,
on top of that, he had the shock collar around his neck, and it was like, be calm, don't do too much.
But you know, people are watching this and they're going, salmon, honey, bear.
Yeah.
Bear. Gotta be a bear.
It gotta be.
Yeah.
And like the whole time in there, I was like almost shouting at the film, right?
Oh, my
it's God. Like this is black theater at this point. You like we went and watched Django.
Did y'all go to Columbus and watch it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And so like, sorry. You know, it's,
oops.
Hell no!
Yeah.
You know? And man, it's just, man, that damn film. And Steve-O, it was good to see him back and sober. And that's my question to you is, like, back in the day when we used to do these dumbass stunts, it's like, we were never sober.
Partly. Some of that stuff happened. It happened because of a few things. A, spur of the moment, great idea, or because some of us dared one to do it, and then we kind of force dared him. So the one that I can remember is we pushed Ben Ray, who, I mean, took a turn for the worst in adulthood. So he jumped off my parents' back porch onto a mattress. That one was done without any kind of influence whatsoever.
Hmm.
I would have to resort to Hunter back in for some of these other stunts because John was always the gopher because he was like the Danger Aaron or of the group because he was always down to do it. Dude, so John Myers, those of you, you'll have to revert back to the infancy of Porch Talk to go back and listen to John Myers talk because John Myers, once again, John Myers...
And we're talking about the Meyer brothers.
Yes.
Great, great guys.
John was always John. First off, John is not Western. He's not very Southern. He's not very country. But John is always and forever will be the cowboy. And why that is because John climbed on top of the historic downtown Columbus Bridge, where we all used to swing from. Now you got people like Kay Kaiser who used to jump off of it. But John. Now this is back in the handheld camcorder. Right.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, absolutely.
Climbs up to the very tip top. And I'm one of these people that you have to convince. Oh, there's alligators in Columbus. No, the fucking... Yes, there is. Because we were shining the camcorder, and we had a flashlight. And we shined it, and, dude, there was, like, two sets of eyes. And I was like, but that was a part of the joke. Because John... selfishly went up there on his own to jump off.
His own volition.
Bare naked with a cowboy hat on.
Of course.
Right? All his thing. But what he did not see is the glowing set of eyes that we all did. And I was like, me being a firm disbeliever in all this, John, they were like, no, that's the joke. Don't tell him. And I was kind of thinking, okay, weird.
And this is why women live longer than men.
But the thing is, if you think about it like then, back then, at the time, like, we're a fucking bunch of kids, so, like, what kind of insurance do we have? If he gets bit by an alligator and dies, do we just, you know, like, whoops. But, he does it. And, dude, it was the same thing as always. John Myers and Brandon Martinez will forever and always be two of the greatest unofficial jackass members in and the North and Golden Triangle area.
And just going back, it's like, what did you think about the new jackass members?
I didn't really like them that much. Then again, they haven't grown with me as like the other guys have. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, that was a weird thing to me, and I'm not being critical. But, like, the stunts and the things that they did, they were very easy things to do, right? With the exception of that girl. That girl was everything.
She's tough. Which, you know what, dude?
The silent game? The mime game?
Yes. I want to tell people this. Don't think that that's just a thing. No, that's legit. Women, scientifically, naturally, 100%.
Take pain.
They are more tougher than men. In pain. Psychologically, mentally, and physically.
She took 4 scorpion.
Can you imagine?
3 to the lip. Yeah, childbirth. And then 1 to the chin. And she's like, yeah.
Oh, dude, she got...
And stuck her tongue to the taser.
Dude,
not once, not twice, thrice.
I'm sorry, but I hate getting bit by ants or mosquitoes. Can you imagine getting stabbed by a scorpion? Oof.
Oh, I have. We used to have scorpions at my house. Like, the little black ones.
People don't believe... Look, I had a guy...
There's scorpions in Alabama.
Oh, there's scorpions all over the South, but they're not as big.
And but it's the thing about it, is I don't know... Well, let me tell you about the different types of scorpions. The black scorpions that you find in Alabama, Mississippi are not venomous. I don't give a fuck.
It's a scorpion. First off, when I instantaneously think of scorpions, I automatically revert to Egypt, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
Looking around. I'm like, all right, so here's a scorpion. Still to this day, even though it's not real, one of the most dangerous bugs known to man, in my imagination, is the one in The Mummy with Brendan Fraser. That's the scarabs.
Oh, yeah, under the skin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But guess what else was there?
Scorpions.
Boom. Emperor scorpions, by the way, they're huge. They're
Scorpion black. King.
Yeah.
The Rock. Dwayne Johnson.
But overall, I did enjoy it. It was quite a laugh. It was a good laugh.
Wasn't it? It was.
It was refreshing.
It was nostalgic. It was refreshing. And it was great. I highly, for people our age who grew up on it, go see it. And for people new to it, it's like, please, please don't take your daughter
your son, if you, but.
There's a lot of dick.
There is a lot of dick. We won't spoil it. But I wanted to ask you about something, because you asked me about what I think about the new characters. What about you? What do you think?
Well, the fat guy was...
Oh, thumbs up. 2 thumbs up. Jasper had nothing to do with because he's a black guy, because his dad, dude.
I'm trying to remember his name. They called him Cobra.
Dark Shark.
Dark Shark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
funny, and Danger Aaron caught the short end once again. And wasn't that gruesome, seeing that spider fang in his nipple?
Dude, I didn't realize they had fangs were that long. Holy crap, they're longer than a snake.
Yes.
Dude, they are like...
Yes.
I didn't know that tarantulas had fangs.
And what's stupid is he won. And they did it to him anyway.
But Dark Shark, if you guys don't watch the movie, Dark Shark is like triple, quadruple, hunter, multiple time convicted
felon. He's
hood
as fuck.
Convicted felon, been in and out of prison. I wasn't a big fan of Jasper, his son. I wasn't a big fan.
I mean, everything that he done was like, I would fucking do that sober.
Yeah, he wasn't. But I will tell you that I thought it was pretty funny at the very last scene, you know, the closing scene, which is always like this huge finale. I thought it was funny how
the paintball shit.
How it was only the 2 black guys that tried to save each other.
And he's like, save me, help me.
Everybody else is just like,
every man for himself.
Yeah, and I was just like, man, I would. That was great.
Well, I mean, how do you rate it? Let's scale it 10. I give it an 8.
All right, compared to 1, 2, and 3D, I would give it about an 8 or a 7. And the only
I saw why, 1, 2. I never watched 3D.
Well, it's like watching the previews.
Okay.
The spoofs, right? Yeah. But it is good. Dude, me and my brothers... we talked about Mitch in the last episode. Me, Mitch, and Matt, we grew up on Jackass and Wild Boys. Like, Mitch Mitch made it a point to remind us that, like, it was Wednesday and Wild Boys was on because...
Oh, me and my brother used to watch Wild Boys. Oh,
dude.
And we love Viva La Bam.
I was worried about Chris Pontius because all the previews, you never see Chris.
Well, I mean, did you... And I can't speculate, Co, but, like... And I don't know if this is just hype, just to hype the movie, but Bam wasn't in it.
Oh, no.
And I've heard that he's lawsuiting.
I heard he's back. Not back, but I heard.
I don't think he's been right since Ryan Dunn died.
I don't think either because we haven't seen him.
Yeah.
But then again, dude, like, let's be honest. Let's go to Jackass and let's talk about Viva La Bam.
CKY, all that.
Which was his brother, right?
Yeah.
But you got to understand the difference between the two. Jackass was a bunch of guys, like, pulling a bunch of pranks and stunts and stuff like that to buddies. Bam was really the epitome of a spoiled child. And don't get me wrong, I enjoyed Viva La Bam. There was a lot of good pranks, a lot of good episodes and stuff like that. But going up till now, I feel like there was, now that I know what I know, there was a deeper rooted story to the relationship between him and Phil. Now don't get me wrong, stuff between him and Vito was always the greatest, right? It was the funniest thing in the world.
He kind of turned out to be kind of a pedo.
Huh? But, you know, right? It is what it is. Yeah. But you gotta understand, dude, like, any kid that would go up and, like, punch his dad square in the mouth, like, that, there's something that we have not figured out.
Right.
Just yet. So, I don't know what's going on, but Ryan Dunn, that was a big hit. I think that was a big hit to our generation, too.
It truly was.
I mean, because Ryan was always the voice of reason for Bam.
That's just it. Yeah. I mean, we covered it in, I think, two episodes ago with Big John and Cobb. Is like, that was my remark. It's like, the thing about Ryan Dunn was he was always the voice of reason, and he always got the worst end of the fucking stick.
Danger area. But, and the thing is it wasn't, he always got pranked.
Yeah.
Like, it was on, it was against, it was
because, like, it was almost set up as if Ryan is going to be against this. He's going to try to stop it. And so, like, everything that he does is going to make it much worse on him. He's going to fall right into it. And so, like, I don't know if it was almost like, you know, leading the horse to water. But it seems like that looking back, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, dude, truly, like, I think they've still got it. It's funny to see, like, all of our heroes with gray hair now, because I mean, yeah. Dude, but you gotta think, dude, man, like, dude, we're in our 30s. These guys were in their 20s at the time.
That's it.
Starting out their careers, you know, a lot of them built off of the skateboard community.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, which, Bam was a hell of a skateboarder.
But then again, dude, that's another thing I want to talk about, dude, like, because, like, we were influenced a lot by that because what was popular back
then? Well, we grew up on punk rock.
And Tony Hawk and all those stuff, dude. We wore O'Neill. We wore, dude, that was the popular thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that was where, like, we socially divided. We culturally divided a lot of.
Well, that's how you made a friend.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, is that was my culture. That was Brandon, yeah. And me and Brandon. Like, that's where I learned skateboarding. I was Brandon Martinez, probably skateboarding.
Said if I leave, how long would it take you to forget me? And tell me, would you hold on tight? Yeah, to every one of those bad, bad memories. Yeah, but I said goodbye. Oh no, don't let the door hit you on your way. Oh, but in retrospect, I think there's about 100 better things that I could have said. like I'm baby don't go. Oh Lord, baby don't go. Yeah, I believe like a tree. I should have man that I know I've just gotta grow. Yeah, but she left. Well, she packed all the books and burned everything else. Yeah, she said not a funny thing. Yes, baby, you think you got it all and you ain't even got yourself. I should have said don't leave. Oh, Lord, baby, don't leave. Go barefoot through that bayou and swim backwards up the mighty Mississippi. Oh, I can't lie. Yeah, I can't lie. Oh, next to you at night. Yeah, I can't lie. Oh, I can't lie. Yeah, and say I try. Yeah, but all these things, oh, Lord, no, ain't what I need. Yeah, and I'm steady on the love. All I'm left with are these damn memories. I should have said don't leave. I go barefoot through that bayou and swim backwards up the mighty Mississippi.
That's where I learned how to skateboard. So, between our culture, our friendship, punk rock, metal, skateboarding, all.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2 get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, that was a big deal at the time. And you got to think about it too, like in the South, like culturally, what was important then, like, let's just talk about clothes, because that's the first thing we think about. It's like North Face or stuff like that. Was those, and then on our side, it was like Vans and this, that, and the other, right?
That's right.
So, but our, that culture as a group or as an age group, we were really, I mean, it didn't matter what culture you were from or subculture, like, everybody was influenced by Jackass, Wild Boys, Viva La Bam. Because, like, everybody, didn't matter who you were friends with, what you wore, what you did, what you liked, everybody was talking about that at the time.
That's right.
So, it, but it is great.
It was the thing.
And I'm very glad to see the comeback. But I will say this, and this is in reference to the thing about the new people. So, the fat guy that you mentioned, he's been doing stuff already. Like, I've seen videos on Facebook with him in it before the new Jackass came. Jasper, not so much. What I don't want to see, and I'm not saying this because I can imagine people that are like our parents' age that probably had the equivalent of, like, you know, like Evel Knievel, right?
Yeah. Did you know it turns out that Evel Knievel's son was actually better at Evel Knievel stunts than his father?
Well, you remember the big jump, right?
Yeah.
He did that because, you know, Evel Knievel died and his son went...
And he could actually land it.
And, you know, and it's sad that, you know, that unfortunately he sold his soul to the devil and, you know, got superpowers from it and everything else. And I'm just kidding.
What a shame.
But no, dude, our parents, you know, they have, I get that. And I'm not trying to sound like a cruddy 30-year-old, but I really don't want to see, I want to see somebody continue, but I don't want to see somebody try to replace. You know what I mean? There's a difference.
Do you see him as like a replacement for like Preston Lacy?
Mm-mm.
Probably the oldest guy on the.
Yeah, but Preston, like, nobody can.
He shit himself.
All the time. All the time, always shits himself. He fucking farts and shits on cue. Dude, he always shits himself. So I knew when I saw.
I'm 51 years old. I'm a grown man.
The big
motherfuckers from the pins.
The younger dude, he is funny though, because I've seen videos of him. But he's funny, and then that little lost tooth, just when he smiles, it just cracks you up.
Yeah, it really does. It does. It's like, wonder how he lost it. He was hanging out with these assholes.
Yeah,
that's how he lost it.
Man, I'm telling you, they obviously use the same insurance as like bull riders.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
they got to.
I mean, I didn't think after the last Jackass that we would have another one because, you know, like, Johnny Knoxville, who is the main guy, he had to wear a catheter for a year over a bull injury. And then he steps back in the ring with a bull and suffers head trauma.
He gets fucked up.
And a broken wrist.
And, wait, what was the one where the wiener got smushed? Balls. That was it. There you go. There you go. Buddy, I'm telling you, I was thinking in my head, I was thinking grapefruit implosion, not explosion.
And this is my thing, is like, if these guys are, like, they're older, they're getting sober, there's no way I could do these things sober. It's like, are you going broke, or you really just needed to do it again for the boys?
Dude, for those guys?
I think they needed to do it again for the boys.
And I think some of that shit, because we can all sit here and talk about it. But, like, to bring up a point, nuts, dick hitting in it, injuries sustained. That was a big thing also in our culture. Everybody hit each other in the nuts. I've not been hitting the nuts for a minute now. But, dude, you know how mad I get now about getting hit in the nuts? I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Because we didn't realize. But back then, dude, we used to make it a point. Like, watch it. And, dude.
Oh, not only that, just go back to Chris Pontius and all the dick. And then it's like, I think about high school. It's like, I think I got a tumor. And, like, you would pull your shorts up and you got one ball
hanging out. The dick game. Thank you.
Yeah.
Waiting. The movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
Batman. I was like, check out. Batwing.
The Batwing. Yeah, yeah. It's all this thing that we grew up with, right? Dude. In the locker room. It's like, the Batwing!
A locker room. You imagine how many times you got hit in the balls in the locker room. Like, it happened all the time.
You know what my funniest thing was? It's like the NORB. Like, the non-intentional erection. Is like, I used to, like, when that happened in high school, like, oh, shit. Fucking hormones are kicking in. Yep. I would stand straight up.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, brush my pants, and everybody look, and I'd sit back down, and be like, oh, it's hitting. But I don't know who got it, because it was never expressed. It's like, he's pitching a tent.
I want to have a conversation about that.
Okay.
The NORB.
The NORB.
Listen.
I'm glad you know the term.
Oh, dude. So, I was talking to a guy the other day that I work with. And mind you, like most guys that I work with, there's not a lot of guys. So I am like in a category of my own because I'm a bridge between the older generation and the younger generation.
Sure.
Right? There's not, most of the guys that I work with are either under 25 or above 35. And I'm right there in the
kind of in the middle.
So
stuck in the middle with you.
Yeah, I got one or two other guys that are like around my age. And we're friends, but we're not together all the time. Like, we, when we're together, it's like best friends, but like we're, but we spend more time apart because they're in different divisions, right?
Yeah.
So, I was having a conversation with a group of the older gents not too long ago, and we were talking about that. And I made a comment about, like, being, you know, at the age that we are. Once again, it is not a forbidden thing. It happens. It's not a myth. It... Every now and then,
random erection.
You just every now and then,
the blood flow is good.
2 years down the road, all of a sudden, whoop, and like now we're like, hey, like right, like this is great, you know. To but like when you're a kid, you're like, oh shit,
come on, I got a bonzer just like, for this.
At this age, you're thinking to yourself, you're like, sweet. Like, and then you got to think about...
Shake this hog out, right?
The guys that are older than us, they're like, well, I'll be damned. How about that?
Let me call my wife.
Yeah, yeah.
I got something to do.
Yeah. But, I mean, dude, like, and they were like, no, no. I'm like, yes. What do you mean? That it does happen.
It's a very real thing. And if you're listening and
you have a
you're denying it, you're a liar.
I mean, the thing is like, first off, you mentioned it, hormones, science. Let's just talk about estrogen and testosterone and hormones in general, okay? I have hypothyroidism, so I can talk about hormones all day long. I know what's fucked up, right?
An expert in the field, if you will.
If my dick don't work, my dick don't work. So, God forbid, if every now and then, all of a sudden...
It's ready.
Woohoo! Right? Yeah. And I mean, the thing is, these older guys are like, mm-mm. There's no way. You guys got all the energy in the world. Come on, young gay. And I'm like, first off, it has nothing to do with age, brother. It has everything to do with science. But it has everything to do with your testosterone, everything else, right? Yeah. We are there. We are done. Like, so, you know, like, you get to, like, 25. You get to 21, you can buy. You get to 18, you can buy cigarettes. You get to 20, well, not anymore, but back in the day. Yeah. You get 21, you buy beer. 25, your insurance drops. Guess what we got to look to now? Nothing. But at 30, 29, 30, all that stuff, like, now we can start benefiting from testosterone boosters. Everybody before us, they all got it real good.
Well, one thing I want to say about this, I want to plug this, and like I'm not really the guy to plug it because I'm a little bit of the overweight, but I do exercise, I do get out and do things. It's like, I just really like beer, I guess. But anyway, is your testosterone, I think, at a percentage rate, is it drops 1.5% a year, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And testosterone in males is very important. And it's like, well, you don't like the term soy boy, but that's a very real fucking thing. It's like, testosterone needs to be fucking pumping, dude, at all times. What the fuck?
Yes. Over here? They sell dope next door. It's okay. Isn't it ironic?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's true. So, we have it. We have a mutual respect for one another. You could say it's a business, or maybe it's not business. So.
Yeah, I ask no questions, and they ask me no questions, and we just live in peaceful harmony.
Yeah. I ask them a question.
Are we done with Jackass? What have you got else for me?
We have a plethora of things to speak on, which is... You talked about earlier, you mentioned something about we were going into cinematics. We were talking about Jackass. We're going into Marvel and other stuff like that. So I guess we can spitball on the Marvel. First and foremost, if anybody's listening to this and they listen to me and they're like, oh my God, Colin. And I do. But you know what sucked? You know what movie sucked worse than Eternals? It did not give me... You know what? It wasn't as bad as Justice League, the first one, but it still wasn't great. Even though I did like seeing the fact that Icarus and Black Knight, which is Kit Harington, and I forgot the name of the actor, but it's Rob Stark and Jon Snow. They meet at... Dude, I thought that was great. If you like Game of Thrones and you see them together, like, yeah, it's great. But there is a lot of pieces...
You want to make out.
...that are put together.
Let's go to bed together.
Yeah.
It slaps.
You know. You know, they're dudes. Yeah. So, I'm sure somebody thinks about that.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. I did enjoy seeing those two guys, you know, game with... Remember what he said?
I ain't seen this yet.
Next time you see me, or next time we see each other, we'll be in all black. It was a Black Knight, and...
That's dope.
Yeah.
Boink. That is dope.
And they meant that. They meant that. They said that in the Game of Thrones, and boop, the Eternals happened. So...
That's cool.
That happened. I like the introduction of the Dark Knight. The Black Knight. I like the introduction. I like more explanation into the Celestials, which I thought were better, but now they're not. But
shame.
Once again, dude, we've talked about this before. It just keeps exploding and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And there's answers. There's questions that we can't answer. It just keeps expanding and going more.
It's the idea of doing it right. And so, like, just what the film industry is, it explores, like, the Marvel comics. And, like, as you build upon this, is if you just stuck to the script, you'd be doing fine. And we're going to get to the what ifs, but...
Wait, do you remember me telling you about the show, The What If?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But I didn't know if you were finished talking about, like, Eternals and, like, how...
No. I mean, I'm just saying, like, that was one of the newer Marvel movies. Black Widow... Since me and you have just spoken, Black Widow was great. I like Black Widow. That was a good one. I think they rushed Eternals, but I do like all the tidbits, all the connections, all the little things. I think we needed a two-part movie, just like I think we needed a two-part movie.
I don't even think I would have made Eternals a movie. I think I would have made it a series. That way I could have took my time with it.
Yeah, they have done a lot of success with their series. First off, Loki.
Oh, that is the absolute my favorite thing that Marvel has ever done.
But you got, and I know you still haven't watched it by now, but you gotta break down, because what just happened is they dropped another
Easter egg.
Yeah. No, well, it just turned into a grenade, which turned into a whole block of C4, blew down a little block. You gotta watch Wanda and Star Vision. I mean, WandaVision. You gotta watch WandaVision.
Oh, that's when the, Oh, what's the X-Men?
Wanda and Vision. They're not the X-Men.
I heard, like, she comes out to be, like, the,
She's a Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, yeah.
She's always been Scarlet.
She comes out to be, like, the antagonist. Like, she's actually the bad guy.
She can be. There, you know, that happens a lot inside the comic book. You know, people that have power, how they use power. And it's always the ones that have the strongest power. Scarlet Witch, if you don't remember, inside the Infinity Saga and during that time... Scarlet Witch, she could handle Thanos to an extent, right? Her power could push him back until he ripped the stone out of Vision's head. But anyways, you need to watch it because there are some things coming up. Also, what you need to watch is, which I guess we might as well just go ahead and rip the tape off this one, is What If?
All right on, here we are. And so, my biggest what if, and I've got to get caught up on the Marvel, step up, get caught up, but I want to do, talking about what if is anything that we would say or do about Marvel is a what if, but the latest Spider-Man is a what if.
And it happened, or a version happened, there you go.
It's all what if. But Andrew, he loves it.
Well, you know, he is a comic fan.
He's a connoisseur, if you would.
And I'm getting that rug to replace the dartboard rug.
I'm with it.
So,
it's Avengers rug, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
He's nerding out.
But my thing is this, okay? We're stepping out. We're making moves. What if connects? And if you don't watch it, you won't know. You'll just be like, you're waiting for the next Marvel movie. You don't know when it's coming out. You don't know anything about the lore. You don't know anything. You're just waiting. You're just sitting there. And you think you know. Think you know because you watched all the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Mm-hmm. You read a few comics. You know about Captain America. You know about Thor. You know about Spider-Man. But what if, and then when that Spider-Man came out, it's like,
oh, shit.
It's like that scene in SWAT in the movie, the first one, with Samuel Jackson and Colin Farrell. It's the gosh damn robot aliens. It's that right there. It's just, it explodes. It's a big deal.
Mm.
So, Spider-Man, I liked it. Big fan of Spider-Man. Spider-Man's my man.
Still love Toby's the best.
The best Spider-Man. I had this argument last night.
Get out of here.
Swear to God.
Oh, I have these arguments all the time. It's like, Tobey Maguire
is the best Spider-Man there ever was. You want to know why? Because back then, we took time on shit like that. You know what I mean?
That's it.
And that's first off, it? I know that people don't like Nickelback and you know whatever, but you know what? But that soundtrack.
Here comes my hero.
No, it was the Daredevil. So Evanescence and Nickelback, they made their debut with Daredevil and that Spider-Man.
There you go.
Spider-Man, when they did that, they opened the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They opened up the movies up to the expanded world.
I want to ask you this. It's like, I don't want to get off Spider-Man or anywhere, wherever your mind is going. But, I tried to watch Captain Marvel and it was a fail for me. And so let me tell you my fail. Is it was a scene toward the beginning where the guy was riding the motorcycle, right? And he made a comment towards her, right? Mm-hmm. And then the next scene, you see her riding the motorcycle. That is not a hero. That's not anti-hero. That's villainous. You're evil. The way that you reacted to that, that's just it, right? And so, like, the whole portrayal of Captain Marvel, who is arguably, like, one of the most powerful people in the Marvel Universe, you just portrayed them as someone who is not only weak-minded, but is also weak of character. And that is not someone who anyone could possibly look up to, right? It was a bad portrayal of a character. And on top of that, it's like, I don't mind it being a girl, but it's supposed to be a dude. No?
So, you're about to learn in the Marvels, Kamala Khan, which is Miss Marvel, okay? We know Captain Marvel to be Captain Marvel, female, but that's why you need to at least give Captain Marvel the movie a chance because before you get to know Battery Bill, you need to know who Mar-Vell was. Mar-Vell was
okay. Here we go.
Her predecessor. Okay, and they show that in Captain Marvel. So you need to know how she was collected and created. And even though it's cheesy, think about it as cheesy. Think about it like a real cheesy movie and just get through it.
Because
the lore inside the movie, the connections, they're going to answer questions that you have. So
that helps.
Mar-Vell, right? So go through that process, watch it, because I'm telling you, you got to before you prepare for the next
one. It really is like, and during that time, it was like real big for Ant-Man and Wasp, right? It was during that time period. And then we were going to have the Endgame come out. And then, you know, it's like, she's like just some kind of Super Saiyan like Goku or something. It's like the end all be all.
She's powerful, but she has cosmic power.
Cosmic power.
As you notice, some of the heroes, like, for example,
we'll get another beer. Spider-Man. Keep going.
For instance, Spider-Man.
I've got something to say about Spider-Man. Keep going. I'll be right back.
The way the power works, for example, Spider-Man shoots like web. Cosmic power comes from cosmic energy, right? So,
yes.
And as you see, it becomes it's not more powerful, but it does trump the lesser of the powers, right? Which are not cosmic power.
The thing I'll say about Spider-Man, and I want to ask you this. Who is the most powerful superhero in the Marvel Universe?
Dude, here's the thing. Somebody that truly knows is going to know more than myself. Because in the Marvel Universe, there's a side of it that I have not explored. And I've got to do more. Will you mind hitting that door for Dingus?
Dingus.
Come on. He just wants to see what's going on. He wants to see what's
Jasper, doing. Get your ass out here.
He just wants to know what's going on. And he just sees an old man. He wants to know.
Old 15-year-old
I
dog,
wish he would
man.
Sit in this chair and just sit here with us. I mean, he's a husky. You see them all the time. They're talking, but he doesn't. He's silent.
I've never heard him bark.
Well, he does. Oh, and he'll talk. Now, he talks on his own time. But it's very... and I'm like...
Jasper. Can we have a word on the podcast?
Speak.
But, like, anyway, it's like, who is most powerful in the Marvel Universe?
So, you know, we've got our Superman. And what I mean by Superman, I mean, like, we've got, like, DC variant of Superman. We've got Icarus, right? Who can shoot laser beams out of his eyes and fly, and he's super strong, right? We've got strong heroes.
Oh, Greek mythology. Anyway, yes.
We've got a lot of strong heroes. We do, and they're so powerful, and they have a lot of power. But dude, like what we're venturing into now, like tonight, like today, which is why I'm telling you to watch WandaVision, to watch Captain Marvel, finish the What If series, because we're starting to get into that, and it's more than the cosmic universe.
Oh, we're expanding.
Because
here's
the thing:
expanding.
Eternals just invited us to the Celestials.
Are we in phase 3 or 4?
4.
Okay.
Which is what we're boop boop boop. No, we're it's like a step. It's like
sure.
Right? So we meet the Eternals, we meet the Celestials, and it's a process of how creation began or what created us. And you find out if you know about Marvel, it wasn't the Celestials and the Eternals. The Eternals are like, you know. You watch and you like Ashram, who is talking about the emergence. You've got to go back. You got to look back. Look, the Living Tribunal is probably one of the most powerful Marvel characters. Can somebody beat him? Yep.
From Earth is like the point I would make is Spider-Man is the most powerful being on Earth because he got bit by a spider. And you know the thing that makes him most powerful is the fact that he always holds back. Because there was that comic to where he didn't, and he literally, like, beat someone to a literal pulp. You see what I'm saying? It's like the thing of the childish, the teenage thing about Spider-Man is he always holds back. He always pulls his punches.
Well, he doesn't want to kill. He's like Batman. He doesn't want to kill. You know?
Yeah. But I think, like, I think he is the best one.
Goes back to what?
I think he, I, like,
with it, great power comes with great responsibility.
And all the way back to his uncle.
Yes.
Uncle Ben. And so, like, in the DC realm, like, Batman's my dude. In the Marvel realm, Spider-Man is my dude.
Spider-Man is also a favorite of mine. But then again, if you want to talk about power, individual power, who can make who could just like that? Spider-Man is strong.
It'd be Rogue.
And that's a pretty good one. But once again, you got to start looking. You're about to, once you do the homework that I told you about, but I see a lot of things.
Things are a lot bigger than you thought.
But that's the one thing about Marvel. The fish is always bigger. This fish can eat this fish. And they just keep getting big. I don't know if they're a stopping point. But maybe.
I believe there's a lot of game. And I believe I would like to do it eventually. It's like I'm working on a book right now. I'm writing a fantasy. And I'm not really engaging in comics. But I think there's a lot of market. And writing brand new comics and coming up with new superheroes. Because you know what, like, my critique, especially in film, with Marvel specifically, is why are they always fighting themselves?
I came up with a book idea. Me and Megan was talking about this. And I came up with a whole idea. And it was
Don't say too much.
Well,
give it away.
But it was about a boy who was born in an abusive family, and he wasn't allowed to go out and see things and do things. So he only lived inside his imagination.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
With that being said, the only time that the story really started taking place is when he was asleep and when he was dreaming.
He was gender fluid.
But the thing was, there's more to it, and it develops because he's dying. He's dying. He's got
AIDS.
He's got like cancer or something like that.
Yeah.
What it was is it's a throwback. They're fighting, and the heroes in his mind, and he has a mixture of heroes. So I wrote something about, it was like the Ninja Turtles, the Captain America.
They're real, by the way.
Optimus Prime.
They're real.
Yes.
Ninja Turtles, they fucking had a real show with Vanilla Ice. And so if anyone dare tells me that those super turtles from New York City are not real,
yeah,
you're lying to yourself.
Let me ask you
yourself.
This scientific question. You ready?
Okay.
Did you know that rats can teach turtles karate?
Why not? With all the logic we have going around, there's experts around here everywhere. Surely there's an expert out there. Fucking responding to that horseshit.
But yeah. You know, this little boy, he was dying of a disease, but he lived with a family that neglected him a whole lot, but he didn't know because he hadn't been like given the proper treatment. So he always lived like vicariously through his heroes, and his heroes were his comic book heroes they grew up with. So like Ninja Turtles, Captain America, Optimus Prime, big heroes. And they form this little group, and they're fighting this unknown enemy. And eventually what happens is the enemy, unbeknownst to popular belief, which, you know, God always wins. Enemy wins. Boy, and when the boy dies, when the enemy wins, the boy dies. Because his heroes, reluctantly, what they're fighting is they're fighting the cancer. And
God.
Is that not a great book? Oh my God. And it hits everything.
It really does. Mm-mm. I'm touched. That almost touched my anus. I love it.
Hey, but you know what? Once again, we'll keep our secrets to ourselves.
That's right.
Even though somebody just now has a whole plot.
Yeah. Oh, there's more to do in pop culture. What else have you got in your big black book of doodles here?
I don't know, man. Like, first off, I mean, I kind of want to know, like, Do you know anything about Warhammer?
Educate me.
So, popular game series, much like League of Legends.
Like however, Destiny 2.
There is a huge lore and history behind it that if you don't know, then you don't know. I've been listening at work to listen to music. I listen to audiobooks now. Okay. So I have like I listen to the Warhammer stories. Space Wolves. It's like a group of this Legion, this Warhammer series. So it's all about all these different... What's up, man?
Steal it from you.
I don't know. I'll throw several things out. I like Twitch. I don't play video games anymore. I don't have time for it. But I have friends who do, and I want to. I think it's great. And I wish I had time to. I would do it. And I'm not hating.
Play video games.
I mean, we can later, but.
No, I'm asking. Is that what you're talking about getting into?
No, I was like, I want a Twitch channel that plays video games. But the thing about it is, like, the Porch Talk Twitch is like, you might like you. What is your favorite game to play? What are you good at? Call Diablo. Of Duty. Oh, you like Diablo?
Look,
like Diablo.
But did you know this though? Like, Twitch is more than video games.
Oh yeah, I mean, like it's got that ASMR shit that I was telling you about. It's like where she's sucking off some inanimate
ear, bam.
Yeah,
and now Al cannot stop laughing.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
It's the most. It's like that's. Like,
I could go fucking way harder than that. By the way, it's like all the dude. I've done episodes now. Like, and I'm not trolling. I'm not making fun, but just. Oh my God, the things that I've seen on the internet.
But it's still what's funny to people. Like, what digs in there funny? Like, yeah. For example, like, watch all of Jackass, right?
Yeah.
And then that one thing, right? Yeah. When they walk out of the room, and they're in that black room, and it's pitch black, and they walk straight into a cast iron pot. Ding! And that makes me laugh like a fucking hyena.
Cause they shit bricks.
it's just like, ah, I love that sound. Sound.
It's like,
right?
Yeah, and so like Twitch is like, I've asked, and I would actually be I'm a Dark Souls guy.
Ooh, there's a new game coming out. And me,
yes,
and
there is. Elden Ring.
Like, yeah, and we thought about getting into
built.
It. It's too Japanesey for me, though. I want to get into it, but then again, I'm
into that Japanese shit.
I like. So don't get me wrong. I like Dragon Ball.
Shin Shong Shi Chai.
Shin Shong Shi Chai. Update more one thing, and then yeah.
respect to you and your family.
Yeah. So, but. I can't devote. I like some. I just can't. Anime is, dude. Anime is so complicated, Jasper. So much.
It's the whole thing is crazy. It's like, yeah, I watch Twitch. And I don't think it's in its full rights. It's Porch Talk window, or like, let's just say that you had. Oh my God, we're cracking up. Oh my God, we're losing the plot. I'm not opposed. I don't give a damn. We've had small businesses and things like that. Like, come on the show, promote their product, and do that. But I would like to have a handful of people who are like Porch Talk
gamers, though.
Legit gamers and like Porch Talk affirmative. And, like, let's just say, like, one is wicked good at, I don't know what the fuck kids are playing. I'm not in the gaming shit right now. I haven't
now
played.
Minecraft is the it in games.
Yeah, so if we had a Minecraft guy, and then we had, like, a Elden Ring guy, and then we had, like, a Call of Duty guy.
I'm going to tell you right now, dude.
You know?
I would be your Elden Ring guy, but it's like whatever game you mentioned is its precursor.
Yeah.
What game is that? What's the name of that game? The game that came before it.
Dark Souls.
That is the hardest game to fucking
that
play.
That is my
in the world.
Shit.
It is so
I
hard.
I can't tell you how many times I beat it.
I can't do the first thing, like, walk here. All right, cool. Now do this. How? I don't know how. I'm telling you what.
They don't tell you shit.
Nothing. There's no.
They just throw you in a game.
Yeah.
So, and then when you die, you lose everything. Unless, I love it. Unless, it's just like life.
Unless you set up a little.
It's like having no dad.
Yeah. I will say this, though. I do like. Battlefield has gotten a lot of scrutiny here lately.
Yeah, those sons of bitches.
But you know what? Me and Damien played Battlefield on, and it's fun. Let people know that, like, on the show, I try to be as perfect. When Al set the precedence for the show years ago, he was like, I don't want to be, like, just straight up, like,
provocative.
Just, yeah, I want to let everybody listen. I want to let everybody. So, it was kind of a kickback for me. It was difficult for me because.
We kind of loosened those chains, though, a little bit.
I'm a Marine.
Yeah.
So, fuck is my, like, comma.
Yeah.
Right? Well, so I go to work. Now, understand what I do, right, for a living.
Yeah.
And I talk to people. And I have so many social interactions where I have to talk to people. And it's always like, oh, my God, you listen to this guy, like, blah, blah. But then when I talk to people, like, it's a two different people.
Right? Two different worlds, right?
So, I'm more professional. I'm less cuss-wordy. But, Damien, he's used to me. He's so, and he's only been working with me for so long, but he's already accepted it. And then he turns it around.
Love it, like when someone comes at me, like first time I meet them, it's like, oh, well, Ginger.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
have no soul. And I was like, oh, well, let me tell you a little something about you.
Yeah.
You're a Jew.
Yeah. By the way, I met my first Jew last weekend.
Your first Jew?
I've never met a Jew.
You spent 30 years on the surf and never met a Jew?
Never met a single Jew.
How rich were they?
Not very. He was from Colorado, though. I found a sticker on the ground that had the Star of David. And it was at my buddy Connor's house. We were cooking. He made a gumbo. And we looked at the ground and I was like, are you Jewish?
Yeah.
We've been friends for a long time, but I mean, 2 years-ish. And I was like, are you a Jew? I mean, you know, we don't get into
it. Hell yeah, I am.
I was expecting it. He's like, no, what are you? And I was like, what is that sticker there? That's the Star of David. Like, he was like, fuck, dude, I don't know. I mean, whose is that? Yeah. Turns out, I pull it up. I'm like, who's a Jew? And there was a guy. There's two guys from Colorado. They just became volunteer firefighters over here with the East. They're both college students. They were sitting there, and one guy was like, I'm a Jew. I was like, oh, are you really a Jew? He goes, no, I'm serious. I'm Jewish. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm more interested in him than people have been interested in Jews since Germany. So anyways, like,
oh, my God. And I can't tell you, I love Jews.
I don't know who sets the boundaries for Jews, but they don't have any.
No, they don't. Like, I love them making fun of the Holocaust. It's like none other.
Kid gloves off.
Yeah. It's like they make the best Holocaust jokes.
For example, me and Damien the other day watched, what's his name? The black white supremacist on Dave Chappelle.
That's so fucking funny.
It's so racist. If you've not listened to it in a while,
it's not racist. It's comedy.
It is.
That's the fucking thing. It's Joe Rogan is a fucking comic. What Dave Chappelle done?
But I mean, like, me and him watched that the other day, and there was like some like new guy that worked at the jail. We don't know this guy, but he was sitting there, and I'm pretty sure we exposed that child to pure mental violence because me and Damien are sitting here like laughing hilariously at Clayton Bigsby, Dave Chappelle, and he's just here for the first time going. And if you know how many times Dave Chappelle says the N-word in that video,
oh my God.
I do apologize, but you're in for a
quad ride.
Yeah. Big time.
Quad ride. You know, like, besides that, like, Clayton Bigsby is, like, one of my favorite sketches. Is, like, when he had Wayne Brady on.
Ugh.
That's another favorite. When he had John Mayer on, like, referencing to Grateful Dead once again, is, we're about to see how black people respond to white people music. We have our friend here, John Mayer, He's going to come in here and play us some smooth jazz.
Hey, shut the fuck up!
Well, it didn't seem to take so well. We're going to move on.
Key and Peele is also a good one.
Key and Peele is great.
But, dude, I'm telling you, that comedy has it tough nowadays.
Yeah, that's the idea of it. And that's one thing that I'm pushing here on the show. That's one thing we're gonna do more of, like, speaking more about, like, the Twitch and all that. And I don't even care about running it. I'm done with social media, man. It's like I don't care about it. Like, most of the things I post,
it's an outlet. That's it.
Yeah, it's
post, move on.
Yeah, and people approach it as, and I hate to say this about people, it's like they approach it as if it's real life. Nothing that I say on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or any of it, that is literally living on that platform. That is not real life. That is not what I'm doing. I might share with you what I'm trying to do or what's going on. That's not real life.
No.
It's fabricated bullshit. And that's coming from the person that posted. No one is as good as they seem.
It all goes back to opinion, though. If I watch Porch Talk or I listen to Porch Talk, and I listen.
And nobody does, by the way. Nobody cares about this.
Shit, dude. You remember when we first started, how many people... Look, you had that little map thing, and then you were like, oh, fuck.
Oh, I mean, by the way, the U.S. is, like, completely red by that.
No. We had listeners in Europe, and we were like, what?
Yeah.
And they were, like, among the first.
Yeah.
There was, like, 6 hotspots
on
the map.
Yeah. Yeah. Porch Talk doesn't work. Like, kids, don't go out here and do Porch Talk.
Yeah.
Dude, like, next thing you know, it's, like, you'll be doing, like, bumps of Parmesan cheese off meth pipes. don't do this. It's god awful. Okay.
But media has become the villain, and I hate that for media providers.
I don't. I love the fact that, like, Joe Rogan, like, in the Key Demo. And by the way, like, Porch Talk, on the rate that we're in while we're talking about it, in a year from now, I wouldn't be surprised if we beat CNN in their Key Demo.
I can believe it.
In a year.
We were beating numbers in the very beginning.
In a year. In a year.
Big numbers.
In a year. I wouldn't doubt it.
That's crazy.
Ain't that wild?
Yeah. I mean, it came a long way. But then again, if you go back to the very beginning, like, we were skyscraping numbers from the very get. To each their own. You like what you like.
Yeah, I like what you like.
Yeah. So maybe you want to listen to a couple of good old boys talk about some bullshit. But you know what?
Them good old boys bring you some bullshit.
Even though you don't believe it, guess what? You think it's fucking funny, or you like it, and you're into it, because or else you wouldn't hit that.
Why are you here?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Unless me, I've had a death threat or two in my day. Anyway, you ready to walk this thing out the door?
Oh yeah, pizza. Is it pizza time?
Pizza time. Well, Ninja Turtle out. Mm-hmm. Guys, everybody, thank you so much. Cole, thank you so much. I would like to sign out, in solidarity with all those female podcasts out there. With join me. Please, if you don't. Bye.
Bye.
Harmony. We're out of here.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.